Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Right, welcome again to the Dance and Creativity channel. This is Dance, Ancient Medicine of the Body Politic, and your presenter is going to be Cynthia Winton Henry. She's an author and co-founder of Interplay and Body Wisdom. She brings her expertise to playfully unlock the birthrights of dance, song, stories, and stillness.
Thank you so much, Oscar, and hello, everybody. Those I can see, which are only a few, and many of you, which I'm beholding with my imagination, that sacred birthright. I would like to just welcome us into a time of both practice and sort of presencing with our awareness, the power that's within us today. And I want to give my thanks to Mark Walsh, whose visionary inception this whole thing is, the craziness of an embodiment decade, and his willingness to try to really gather up the power of what is happening in the world. I'd also like to honor for a moment the First Peoples, the land and the earth in us, and particularly what is still active and alive in our DNA, never to be forgotten. If you would join me by taking a deep breath and letting it out with a sigh for all time. Here we go. Deep breath. Once again, just having this chance to settle in together into the center of our own beings. Deep breath and a big sigh. And because it's so exciting to be here with 212 other participants in this place where we affirm the wisdom of the body, I invite out of the nervous system, if you would like to shake an arm, just shake some of that and shake out the other arm and shake out whatever you're sitting on or standing in. Shake out your voice. Blah, 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 blah. One of the things that I keep learning from our, from all organic life is the need for pendiculation, for letting the body do what it needs to do at any given time. Shaking these days, it's a shaky time, so shaking is one of them. So let's do that once more. Just give yourself a little bit of a shake, or a big one if you need it. You could shake out your voice. So I've been instructed by my guidance to bring the spirit of hope. And I can see how much is not on track. in so many ways with racism and with what's happening on the earth. I can see all that, and I've had my study of it for my whole life and given my life to try to understand what is going on. But now that I'm clearer about that, I would like to also say that it's more important now to focus on how to bring ourselves back into the spiritual wisdom and intelligence. So I'm going to invite you, if you'd like to, just join me in a mini warm-up. This comes from the interplay practice. Everything I'm doing is pretty much part of the language of that system. And hopefully you'll be able to hear me. If not, just follow along. If you're able and like to stand, just twist a little bit. So we're just attuning to the basic things a body can do. We're going to reach up and reach down. Connected above and below. An opening. You might notice how big you feel or little. Wrap yourself up. Connected to yourself. We're gonna just drop over and at the bottom, you can nod your head and let your arms go, just letting go for a minute. And when you're ready, coming back up once more. Oh. Opening. We're going to push our spirit forward and pull ourselves back into the backbone, the back of us. And we'll do this in three more directions. When you come back, the last time, you're going to squirm around, let your spine and your pelvis and your head just enjoy a little squirming. Squirm your face around. Squirm your fingers around. Let that wobble out and twist. And drop down into your hips and take your hips around. Just opening up your pelvis. And going the other way. Any way you want to.
Spirits are here with us.
And bringing one arm up in the air, just letting your spirits hand move slow and smooth. Fast and smooth.
Are here with us.
Move your hand in a jerky way.
The spirit.
Jerky and slow.
Are here with us.
Move your hand any way you want to.
The spirits are here with us.
And following that, Join with your other hand, moving any way you want to.
The spirits are here with us. The spirits are here with us. Yeah.
Bringing our connection right down from the center of the earth, letting the earth dance us. And let's bring that in closer just by bringing your hands to your own body, spirit, your own skin. Since we're not getting too much touch right now, we'll just give blessing to this amazing connectional being that we are. And bringing your hand when you're ready, just any place in your body, just to be still. It's coming to rest. Good. Might want to mush your face around a little bit. Sure. So much connection these days happening with our, you know, with that, with this spot. So many blessings for all of this upper body work. Let's take a deep breath together. I am very fortunate to have had opportunity to be taken places in one way or another, including inside of myself and outside and around the world, to just have the briefest encounters of the powerful wisdom of the body as it's dancing and connecting to the universe. You know, the universe means the turning of the one. And it's interesting that the DNA is a spiral turning. So the good news is that we cannot lose this turning of the one. It's with us. It's such good news. I'm particularly inspired. I have a Master of Divinity, and I went into that asking the question, what about my dancing being and the lineage that I inherited and was born into, which really was very white Protestant? And I actually had a real call to figure out how to hold this deep wisdom together in this place where that's fairly forbidden or taboo. I found in my research beautiful text called the hymn. It was called the Hymn of Jesus, and in this Gnostic text, the song goes like this: Glory be to thee, glory be to the earth, amen, amen. The people are dancing in a circle as this is being sung. Glory be to all of creation. All of creation sings praise. The number 12 dances on high. Who does not dance does not know what comes to pass. Do you know how to suffer? This is all in the song and dance. learn to suffer, learn to suffer so as not to suffer. Do you know who I am? I am the door. Love the stillness. Be the stillness. Beautiful hymn, this hymn. But the main thing that I always carried is that in the ancient worlds, the sense and the presence and the mana, the really basic intelligence of movement, is not just a recreation. It is not just a healing modality. It is the code. It is the opening. It is the channel. And whether I've been in India, Australia, Malawi, Sierra Leone, here on our continent with First Peoples, I can feel that channel when it opens, and I've been able to start to see that happen just in general, like in this movement of embodiment. The turning of the one in us, the birthright practices. It turns out movement, voice, stories, and stillness are also known shamanically by the wisdom by peoples in general, but by wisdom peoples as the channels, the way to engage, to make sure your full health is there, or what people have called soul. So movement or dance, voice, stillness, stories. And I think, unfortunately, today we would have to remind ourselves that it would include touch and contact, and rest, the birthrights, and our imagination, a birthright. So what I've learned is that when we start practicing these things in the most simple ways, just remembering like at the baby step level, where we're not putting too much pressure on ourselves, we start to have that opening. So, and the trick is not to learn somebody else's thing, it's to unlock it for our bodies, and then how to play with each other as we do that. This improvisational approach is actually the ancient way. It's only when people immigrate that they have to hold on tightly to their systems when they're moved. But naturally, people find forms, deep forms, that they practice again and again that are full of improvisation. So in interplay, we use something called the one-hand dance, a very simple building block of our system, which leads to, you know, every kind of possible movement. But this is a very special thing because the hands are the whole body. They are a tree themselves. So if you bring one hand up into the space with me right now and let your hand move slow and smooth for 10 seconds, and move your hands smooth and fast. And let your hand move in a jerky way, whatever that means to you, and jerky and slow. It's interesting that our hands know how to do stuff without our thinking about it. And put your hand into a shape and into another shape. We're going to change the shape really fast. Change, 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 change. Faster than the speed of the mind. Bring your hand into contact with yourself. Or the space. Or just being aware that this possible sense of real or imagined connection might be wanting to bring in somebody that you're connected to right now into a dance, whether they're here or not, right? So we're going to just practice this this birthright of dance. Now, if you are like, okay, I am not a one-hand dancer. I have to get up and move. Don't give me just one little hand. That's fine. You should do that. Anything that I say that doesn't work, you should go where your body is meant to go. That would be the wisdom of the body, including not dancing at all or just sitting and resting. That thing about trusting. What is the wisdom of your body? Thank you for bringing in the sky, Madison. I really appreciate that. So, yeah. Bringing one hand into the air, I'm going to give us a little piece of music. Thankful for Shoinka Rahim, my colleague, whose music was in the first movement. and I'll give us this beautiful music by Sylvia, Medicine Melodies. Just bringing the hand into the air and letting the birthright of movement, or no movement, have a play. Bringing your hand into stillness. Just breathing. For in stillness, moving still. Let's take a deep breath. So let's put our hand into the space, and for a minute we're going to just let it do some gargoyle-y dancing. Because, you know, we want to make sure that we know that, you know, whatever this sacred thing is, the medicine isn't always like, wah! It's something like, wah! And even, you know, grumbling. Wah! Oh, bull! If you don't know what you're doing, just follow me. Take a deep breath. Let that shake up. I'm a big believer in the wild mysterious, and you know that the energy systems are all at play here, right? And so we need all of that. In interplay, one of the things we do a lot of is do a little practice and then, or play with something, and then we notice. So the ability to bring our attention to whatever is there in here or in our connections or in our minds, right? So I'm just going to give you a chance to put in the chat box a few words about anything you're noticing right now for where you are in the moment with this or in general, you know. Happy to have any of your noticings. Just a little minute. I'm watching these words fly by. That is so cool. I can't read them out loud. They're coming so fast. But I love the words. Hee 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 hee. Release, connection, surprising, alive. You know, woozy and ethereal. Oh, yeah. Quietness, sexy, right? Yeah, what comes alive and what's present, and including there can be things like grief and, you know, memory. So one of the things that I discovered is that medicine people would know what is going on, when something is going on, because the people would be able to see that somebody wasn't joining in the song, the dance, or weren't part of the story, or weren't able to be still or feel connected, because that was such a normal part of life, you know, to join in the collective, these the ceremonial ways, which are also the ways of entertainment, right? And daily practice, daily life. So if you could tell that somebody in your family wasn't being able to attend or show up, you could see that maybe something was going on. A medicine person would be called. And what would they bring? In addition to much history and practice and wisdom, they would bring shaking. They would bring their voice. They would bring their own movement. They would be stirring the pot of the birthrights themselves in order to get a person's system and the whole community around that would be anxious for a person to bring all of that online, to bring the spiritual intelligence that arises in each of these forms, to bring it online. So when we have a body politic that is not able at any given time to dance or honor the authentic dance, the voice, the authentic, the spontaneous voice too, not just the song of the day, right? But or to hear the stories, the complex and ancient stories of who's in the room. If we have a body politic that can't do those basic things, honor the birthrights, we're not getting not just the story, we're not getting the technology of what happens when that story comes online. And we won't go into what happens when we lose entire cultures of dance and story, a language, and the incredible, incredible loss. At the same time, the great teachers, especially that I've been able to see in North America at the World Parliament of Religions, the First Peoples, there's a way that the DNA and the communication still rise. The intelligence still rises. So that can be very true. This could be like grass under the surface for us to play. I want to play with bringing our movement and our voice together. So in Interplay, we have a practice called One Breath Songs. So let's take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh. We'll just take our time for a little minute. Once again, take a deep breath. So we're very indulgent, those of us who like to play. We let our, like little kids do a lot of sighing. They don't try to keep their sounds inside. You know, it's really good for adults too. So on the exhale, we're gonna let our sound, our voice, sigh, and we're going to squirm our face at the same time. Here we go. I'm wondering if those of you who are on the panel with me, would you unmute yourself and we'll just do a deep breath and we'll squirm our voices around together on behalf of everybody's sound. Okay, so here we go. We're going to take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh and a squirming face. Oh, Very good. So if you bring your hand in and you move your hand slow and smooth, and you just bring your voice alongside of it, kind of like you're sighing or a sound, just a sound that's on the exhale. It could be, we're going to do this together. We're going to sigh with our hand. Here we go. So it's funny how when our systems and practices cooperate, like more comes online. So it's not just like dancing, it's a different thing when we add our voice. A different thing happens, and it's like other things wake up. What we're going to do, Suzanne says her dog is kind of freaking out, and I get that, you know, what is going on? Cats usually start coming to the computer whenever there's this kind of behavior. So what we're going to do is we're going to put ourselves on mute again, so that we're going to do a series of movements, movement and voice, one hand and your breath. We call this sometimes a three-breath song. And it can be like singing or it can be like sounds. It may be that you're full and just, you need to be a little bit messy or messed up. Or it could be that something in your spirit is there to be sung. I always just like learning what is in my spirit to be sung, not that I would know. So for instance, and of course it would be different if you weren't witnessing me. So I'm gonna mute myself too. And we'll do like three breaths, the song and movement together. Here we go. When you come to the end, just letting that settle. It's really just playing, and playing oddly has no purpose. So it's a radical shift from purpose-filled lives. It's also, however, to be just in the moment, kind of unconditionally with the birthrights, is a way of hooking up and noticing and listening. So since one of the practices of interplay is to notice, I'll just tell you that the way that noticing can happen is to the little bits and pieces that are here right now in our body data. So could you notice, give three words or something for what you're noticing? It could be your energy, a thought, a sensation. Just, yeah, noticing ease, flow. Yeah. Buzzing, sadness, openness, beauty, inspiration, energy higher. Spontaneity. Lift. I just let it go. Mm. Engaged. Yeah. So yeah, the data that is there to be noticed. So in interplay, we're practicing using these beautiful birthrights and just having the play with them and the life that comes from them and the connection, but also to be able to notice so that we have body data, which is noticing the bits and pieces, and then we can start to notice the patterns in our body, body knowledge. And so the patterns, oh, I notice that my energy is like this over a number of days, or I notice that I often love avocados, or I notice that as I lean into racial equity and transformation, I am growing a whole new toolkit for all of life. So, you know, noticing patterns, and then body wisdom. So there's data, knowledge, and wisdom. Body wisdom is what we do, what we choose to do. And in interplay, that those choices are guided by what creates the opposite of stress. In other words, what creates what I like to call the physicality of grace. The things, surprising often, that bring me more joy, more life. The cat of the neighbor arrived at her door. As I was saying, the cats come when we... Oh, I love that too, like meeting a sister. Yeah. Just looking at these noticings. And when we get the noticings of the community and the noticings of body knowledge, having a community that then is based in the body, in its practice. Well, we really do have to collect the data. And one of the challenges for us right now in terms of the body politic is that it's very, very hard for people to slow down to collect the data. And yet, the fastest way to collect it is in brief, magical ways of moving, storytelling, stillness, and song. It doesn't take a lot, but if we don't use those forms and don't have a good way to guide our bodies to be together in that way, it's really, really slow, you know. So what I want to do is actually have you do another little play. This time, you can do this fully standing up, or you might like to continue just to use one hand. If I had you in a room where I could break you out into rooms, I would do it. I would do this way, because to use telling is really, really powerful. And we're going to do it with a hand right now. So I want you to choose one of the words that you came up with in your noticing. All right. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring our hand in the air, or you could stand up. And just thinking of that word, let's see, I'm going to give myself alive. Like sometimes I'm like, too full. I'm at too alive. And sometimes the aliveness, it just needs, it has to open wider and bigger than my words. So that's like a three sentence-ish story. Now, I know you're looking at me, so I'm going to be your witness. Even though y'all can't see, you know, each other, you can see me. And I, even though I can't see you, I am witnessing you. So on mute right now, I want you to just start with a little movement, could be with one hand, and I want you just to babble, to tell a little bit about one of the words that you chose. Tell me about it with movement and word and just three or four sentences, and then come on back. Here we go. I'm watching. And when you're done, just give yourself a little bow so you know you're complete. It's like, I did that. And bring your hand to your heart, and those of you who are on screen, bring your hand up to the whole rest of everybody. Connecting and communicating our appreciation, our presence to each other, for playing, for listening, and for being embodied, even at the root of words. Thank you so much. Could any of you Philomena Bosco, my joy is buried. It's captive. Ah, now my joy is free. Beautiful. I wonder if any of you who are on the panel would like to just have a little noticing just about, you know, I don't know what that's like to tell your story. Nobody's actually listening, but what was it like for that to rise and for you to listen to yourself? Anybody have a little noticing?
Well, my word was yawning. I'm yawning a lot. And I didn't think I would have a lot to say about yawning, but there was actually quite a lot came up and came through. And and actually doing the movement with it. Oh, yeah. So I was surprised how much I could say about yawning.
It's amazing. Thanks, Carol. Anyone else?
I chose my word feet, and really noticed how I wanted to avoid giving qualities. Like it was almost like I wanted to avoid admitting them, you know, or even being curious about them. So I was surprised at what did come up that it was qualitative.
Wow. One of the things I love about that, Julie, is that we can give ourselves assignments when we play, right? We can give ourselves practices. We can invite our curiosity about anything that we're in the middle of. So a lot of times we use one-hand dances and whole-body dances for discernment in interplay to ask questions. Usually there's witnesses and community that are able to at least hold a little space with us, mostly in the spirit of affirmation and listening. But because there's so much inside, and where is it coming from? Is it just coming from here, or is it because we're connected to this body politic, this earth universe turning of the one? And I see that. So I just saw somebody, I don't know how I would describe what my body is doing. One of the things, because we have an ethic of play and interplay, that means that there's a kind of a permission not to have to articulate. Like some things are just not really going to land into words, but you can still have your experience. You can still track it as data if you can notice it, right? And so especially for the more mysterious things, that is so such good news. Not everything has to be put into words. I want to of course there is always in these situations, as I knew it would be, more here on my paper than there is time for. But I'd like to have us do a dance on behalf of, because for me, this is like one of the most powerful things that we can do. So you all know about mirror neurons, right? So when one body is jumping, even on a screen, you know, your body might feel a little jumpy, or if I fall, you know, you'll feel a fall, you know, if I'm kind of a nervous jitter or tense, you know, our bodies, even through a screen, bodies really don't believe in screens. Bodies are bodies, and they believe in connection. That's how we're designed. And lucky for us, we've got this device where our bodies can have more of that direct connection, and it doesn't have to be TV. So when one body, ancient words again, when one body suffers, you know, through these mirror neurons, everybody suffers. And when one body rejoices, as I like to say, everybody else gets irritated or rejoices. That's really what should be happening. So our bodies are so connected below the below words, below analysis, below so much, and perhaps because of our sensitivity to that, that's why we have so many protocols and, you know, things developed to protect the sensitivity of the body, right? It's also, though, this way that we sync up together. So if those on screen will just put your hand, and you all can do it too. Just put your hand in here with me, and just, even though we're on screen, we're just going to follow my hand, right? Yeah. So we can get, whenever we start moving or having music, you know, drum especially, that helps move us together, our bodies sync up. And that syncing up is actually like coming online wherever two or more are gathered, right? So we sync up, and our body spirits actually join up at a different level, a different, you know, electromagnetic communication central system. We get bigger, literally, in terms of our capacity. So if we even dance on behalf of one other person, and we feel synced up to them as we witness, just witness, we don't even have to dance with them. Somebody could be in bed, and we could dance on their behalf, right? Or we can dance on behalf of one another. So what I'd like for you to do right now is, knowing just how connected our bodies are, body to body, if you could put a word in the chat box for yourself of something that you'd like a dance on behalf of, or that you would like to dance on behalf of. Maybe there's something that you need. Your health is challenged. Maybe, you know, you're exhausted. Maybe you're seeing the coming elections here in the United States, and you want something. You want to dance on behalf of something, for peace or equity, or something about your own purpose, or and as you get yours written down there, I want you to use your easy focus, and don't get too attached to the words, but I want you just to, like, using the lightest focus, just look at the list. Don't try to grab hold of any of that. Just know that your body, spirit, this wisdom is connected to this collective information. Okay. And I'm going to give us a piece of music here. And I invite you, you can be sitting in silence. Maybe you'll want to dance with movement and voice, because that's what works best for you. Maybe you'll want to stand and and starting with just the first gesture, let the movement let the movement do the work for you. Let it be the prayer or the path for transmitting your intention. Transmission, which just means to put across. So sending the movement and the energy through all the earth, which is our witness and all of creation. Okay, so I'll give us some music. This is from a beautiful singer here called On the Wings of Grace.
I go, softly I know, nothing to fear, Spirit is here, love be my guide, lift me, I'll fly, far from this place, on the wings of grace, gently I go. Softly I know, nothing to fear, Spirit is here, love be my guide, lift me, I'll fly, far from this place, on the wings of grace.
Gently I go, softly I know, nothing to fear, Spirit is here, love me my guide, lift me, I'll fly, far from this place. On the wings of grace, gently I go, softly I know, nothing to fear, Spirit is here, love me my God, lift me, I'll fly.
Far from this place, on the wings of grace. So just sending out the intention and the hope and the desire to the farthest out edges of possibility and manifestation that they can come back at us without us working too hard. Let's take a deep breath. Those of you who are on screen or who can unmute yourself, just unmute yourself and we'll take a deep breath together. Thankful again to this decade of embodiment and all the work that's gone on forever and ever, and particularly the last 30 to 40 years to bring embodiment and the nature of our birthright practices back online. All the teachers, all beings who are on this track. Yay.
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. That was an amazing session. Just really saw some saw people come alive in the chat just with the work that you were taking us through there. So thank you for that. We'll come back to you just at the end of the session for your top embodiment tip for the conference. This is just to let you know, those of you who are watching, that there are other opportunities to connect with people who have been with you in this session or in other sessions. We have the Facebook groups for each of the channels, as well as coffee breaks, which are in a Zoom format, which allow you to talk to other people who have joined in, share what you've learned, and also to find out what else is going on in the conference that you might want to connect with. So another thank you to our sponsor for making this possible. There's also an opportunity for you to own this library, so you can take it away with you, give yourself some time to digest and process what you've experienced here. I know that for me, there's definitely a lot there to take on in such a short amount of time. There's also, if you buy them, you get learning lists, which help you to access the learning in a progressive, logical way. And if you buy the library now during the conference time, you get 50% off. Once the conference is finished, it will go back to full price. That's also a great thank you to the people who've worked for the last, however many, 2 years, I think it is, to make this conference happen. And it makes it possible for it to be free while people are watching it and the conference is on. So that's if you're interested in buying the library. There are links in the chat there for you to connect to those. And Cynthia, just what's your top tip for embodiment? Well, I think you're on mute.
I just put in the chat there from me. I just saw that the Shift Network is bringing Diane Longboat in for this on teachings using these birthright practices, right? So I think my first tip is like anytime we have a chance to be in the presence of somebody, First Nations peoples, that's, you know, we can do that online now, so that's a free event. You know, I guess my second thing is to find somebody that gets you and loves you and appreciates that you know who you are is a powerful locus, somebody that affirms you. Because without somebody witnessing and affirming us in the magic and the mystery that we are, it's hard to move. So all you have to do is take a deep breath and squirm around. Oh, pendiculate, my new favorite word of the week. Oh, or, you know, remember that trees and dogs and cats and plants, you know, they're always there for us when they love it when we do this.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much again for this just beautiful session. I've got so much from it. And
the thank you so much, Oscar. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah.